several things on the docket we were planning on doing. But I'll just be honest with you. You guys are going to drive this business gone. We've got a lot of the places we can go. And if you want to put people out of business, treat them unfairly like you're treating us compared to other people in the market. If you want to treat everybody at whatever the market price is, then do that. But you're not doing that. You're picking and choosing, and the same people built on these lodges that we just presented, the same hammers, the same nails, the same boards from the same places built these places. I'm active enough there, I know, I'm there. And you just decided ours is twice of what somebody else's is. That is not being fair. If our skin color was different, it would be a big deal. But because of how it is, we're going to be discriminated against, and it's not right. But no. I've been, like I said, going to the market for over 30 years, almost 40 years, and I've sat there and seen the same properties on the market for 3, 5, 7 years, and you know what I'm talking about because you guys are down there. Because of people like us, you've got a vibrant real estate market. Your vibrant real estate market will fall apart. You will not have the outside investment come in and help. Your average sale in the past used to be $150,000. I don't have to, you can look it up. I think some of you have real estate, realtor backgrounds. You know what happens. And you've got way higher sales, well, your sales are going to go back down to history. You know, you're going to even out, and no longer the higher values are going to happen. So if you decide to treat us outsiders like you are, then you won't have us. And you'll have, you know, go back to the way things were.
All right. I appreciate your comments, and I want to assure you that we do appreciate your business down here. And I know that the assessor has not gotten to everybody that they need to get to, and they are trying to do so. And I'm not defending the assessor. We're just talking as an independent board here that I think that the goal is to get everybody at an even playing field. And there are obviously differences in property values depending on where you are and everything else, but we just assure you that we're not trying to do anything to keep you from being here. We have a limited number of things we can do, basically value and classification. If your value is within fair market value or less, it's difficult for us to change that without comps or something that are right, you know, in the same development like such as this. We have already done several of these at the same time. So anyway, I hope you guys understand we tried to do everything we could to be fair with you. And if you don't like it, please appeal it to the State Tax Commission. Have them tell us how we're wrong, and we'll do it right next time. Okay?
Well, this is Doug. The big thing that we're going to be watching out is on Beacon and making sure that these comps that are way under ours are getting readjusted to what they ought to be. Either that or ours need to come down. So
I get it, and I think the assessor gets it too. So hopefully we will get to that point where we don't have this discrepancy that you guys are concerned about, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys. Is there anything else that we need to take up this session?
No.
All right. BOE will be in recess until Tuesday morning. Is that correct?